With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz has withdrawn as President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a social media announcement, Gaetz said he was taking his name out of the running because he said his confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction. The selection of Gaetz was controversial from the beginning, given allegations of sexual misconduct that have been investigated by the Justice Department and Congress. Several Senate Republicans had expressed doubts about his confirmation. Gaetz's withdrawal is a setback to Trump's push to install steadfast loyalists in his incoming administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, Mr. Trump has tapped Pam Bondi to be the attorney general just hours after Gaetz withdrew his name. Bondi's a former attorney general of Florida and a longtime Trump ally. Also at SRNNews.com, help for victims of Hurricane Helene in the Tar Heel State.
Truist Financial Corporation has announced that it's making hundreds of millions of dollars in loans available to residents, businesses, and local governments affected by Hurricane Helene in North Carolina. The Charlotte-based bank said it will lend more than $650 million and offer more in grants and investments over 3 years. The Truist initiative includes $340 million in lending for small businesses, home mortgages, and commercial real estate. It will also offer another $310 million in low-cost tax-exempt loans to municipalities for infrastructure. I'm Shelley Adler.
One of the strongest storms on the West Coast in decades, knocking out power to tens of thousands of people and unleashing strong winds. At least two people have died in the storm. This is SRN News. Violating religious freedom is not cheap.
The state of Colorado will pay $1.5 million in attorney's fees after losing its effort to force a Christian web designer to make websites for gay weddings. The Supreme Court ruled against the state in 2023, and now the bill has come due. Colorado is putting together quite a losing record in going after Christians who don't wish to promote the LGBT agenda. The state famously lost at the Supreme Court in its effort to make a Denver businessman make a cake for a gay wedding. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5-year campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Nearly 1 billion euros in donations pledged within days of that 2019 fire that ravaged the famous church in France. Now there's a surplus. Officials say 140 million euros still remain from the unprecedented outpouring of funds. And this is SRN News. Fights are cropping up nationwide over fluoride in drinking water.
Communities in Florida, Texas, Oregon, Utah, Wyoming, and elsewhere have debated the idea in recent months, and several have decided to stop adding it to drinking water. In August, a federal agency for the first time reported that there is a link between high levels of fluoride exposure and lower IQ in kids. And in September, a federal judge ordered the EPA to further regulate it in drinking water. The decision to add fluoride to drinking water rests with state and local officials, but advisors to Donald Trump have suggested he would push to remove it. John Scott reporting.
Health officials say the deadly outbreak of Listeria food poisoning tied to a recall of Boar's Head deli meats is over. 10 people died, 61 were sickened. All told, outbreaks were found in at least 19 states around the country. More details at SRNNews.com.